West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
You're listening to Camden News.
You're listening to Camden Newscast.
You're listening to Camden Newscast.
Welcome to the CC Radio Newscast. I'm Charlotte Beredney. On this week's programme, we'll be hearing how one of London's most famous gay pubs, right in the heart of Camden, could be redeveloped.
Being a lesbian, you want to come to a gay pub. You don't want to always go to straight bars or straight pubs. You want to find somewhere where you feel comfortable. Don't knock it down.
But first, over 1,000 Camden homes in Gospel Oak are to benefit from cheaper heating thanks to a refurbishment at the Royal Free Hospital. How? Well, when the hospital's power infrastructure got old, a highly efficient new energy hub was developed. The new Combined Heat and Power Energy Centre produces electricity and heat on site. The local community benefits because the surplus energy will provide heat for some 1,500 homes. That will make heating and hot water cheaper for nearby council tenants and help tackle fuel poverty in the area. CC Radio's Tom Boyle investigates.
Hampstead's Royal Free Hospital is one of the largest NHS sites in the country, with energy bills amounting to hundreds of thousands of pounds a month. But in a pioneering move, it's teamed up with Camden Council and power services firm Mighty to redistribute exhaust energy from its new combined heat and power generator to council homes in neighbouring Gospel Oak. The scheme, which launches officially this spring, will cut bills and waste. I met with the council's cabinet member for sustainability to learn more.
My name's Phil James. I'm a local councillor in Camden and I'm responsible for sustainability, which means trying to improve the green performance of the council and the borough. This project is designed to provide clean, greener, cheaper energy for some of the estates in Gospel Oak in Camden. And it does that by linking up with the Royal Free Hospital, which is nearby, which has a combined heat and power plant. Now, usually when power is generated, the electricity and the heat are generated separately, but with CHP, they're generated together at the same time. One's a byproduct of the other. That means that less gas is needed to produce the energy overall. So it's more efficient, and it means that you get less emissions as well, so it helps with climate change.
What does the CHP scheme mean for the residents in Gospel Oak?
Well, there are 1,500 people, I understand, that will be benefiting from this scheme in Gospel Oak across several different estates. Now, in terms of how they sit at home, turn their heating on, it won't really make much difference. But what it does mean is they'll be getting their heat from the Royal Free Hospital, and overall there'll be a reduction in cost to Camden, which will be a benefit to all the residents in Camden through the heating pool, which is the collective system for pricing heating.
So they won't necessarily see their own energy bills come down?
There's not a direct link for those individuals, but what there is a heating pool, so everybody in Camden who's part of the heating pool will benefit. So they will benefit, it's just not individualised.
My name's Martin Jeffrey and I'm Director of Estates for the Royal Free London NHS Foundation Trust.
Martin, we're here in the Royal Free Hospital. It's not a particularly small operation here. Can you give me an idea about the scale and scope of the hospital?
The hospital itself is 176,000 square metres. Just to put that into perspective, Bluewater Shopping Centre, which is Europe's largest indoor shopping centre, has 134,000 square metres of retail space. So it is a very large building. It's thought to be the largest single structure in the NHS, because it is one complete building.
Now, you must have some reasonable power heating systems to keep that going. Give me an idea of the sort of energy bills you have per year.
Our gas bill is probably around about, if we said, £200,000 a month. And the electricity bill is probably around about £75,000 a month. The value of the combined heat and power plant to the trust is probably in excess of £1.5 million per year.
I met Tim Ward from Mighty, the Energy Services Director responsible for the Royal Free Hospital Energy Project, on a busy road near the new generator.
The gas turbine creates circa 4.5 megawatts of electricity and a similar amount of heat. So if you consider the average home might take 12 kilowatts of electricity and about 4 kilowatts of heat, you can do the maths on that quite quickly.
Like a small town.
Yeah, I mean, if you think the waste heat is going to 1,449 homes within the Gospel Oak area, and that's what's left over after the hospital's taken all it can. So it's good all round. It's good for the hospital, it's good for the community, it's good for the environment, it's It's a good scheme. There should be more like them.
Councillor Jones again. For Camden as a whole, this is really an example of how we can work with partners to reduce carbon and have cheaper energy. And it means that we're going to be saving 2,800 tonnes of carbon every year from now on, just from this scheme alone. So that might not be enough to get us to where we want to go in terms of reducing carbon, but it's a good example and it's a good start on that process. We want to have cleaner, greener energy in Camden, and this is one of the first projects that we've initiated, but we do have some more ideas, and we do have another scheme which is on the starting blocks down in Somerstown in Euston. That links up with the Francis Crick Institute, which is the big new biomedical research facility that's going to be operating there, and that will provide heat for some of the council blocks in the Somerstown area in a similar way. We've got a third one as well, which is working with higher educational institutions in Bloomsbury to see how we can link with them to do a similar kind of thing.
There's scope for the Gospel Oak scheme to double in size and plans for regeneration of the area.
Gospel Oak, Phil, it's got some big estate blocks. I don't know when they were built, probably in the 1970s. What might we see in terms of the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, Gospel Oak, it does have lots of council blocks which are all quite close together, and there's a feeling that we want to regenerate the whole area. People there want improvements to their estates, they want new homes, and we need to make sure that any regeneration happens in the way that the local people there want and they're able to shape it.
Once again, there are plans to allow the site of the Black Cat pub on the High Street to be redeveloped. Camden Community Radio's Marion Larrigy finds the proposals would mean a great loss to locals and to the wider LGBT community.
I couldn't believe it when I heard that the Black Cap in Camden High Street is up for redevelopment. I asked one local councillor to explain what's going on.
Well, I think this is the second or third attempt to alter dramatically the Black Cap. I think it's very worrying, and I think there will be big resistance from the lesbian and gay community. I urge everybody to write to the planning committee to object to it. The Black Cap has a long-standing reputation amongst the lesbian and gay community. I think it's a really important resource. The number of, if I could call them, good pubs where people can meet and enjoy a drink and so on, the number of those pubs is going down anyway. But for the lesbian and gay community, it really is important that we hang on to this vital resource.
After that, I took a wander around the Black Cap on Wednesday afternoon. There I met long-term regulars, older people, working people, visiting lesbians, people from community groups. The first person I spoke to was Chris Johnson. I hear there's proposals for the Black Cap and people are very upset about them. Why do they matter?
I mean, the place is an institution. It's the only gay pub in North London. It's certainly the most famous. And it's a long tradition of entertainment here. I don't personally go in the evenings for a cabaret and all the rest of it.
Everyone will be against it, and I guess that will 99% anyway.
There should be keeping open. But a lot of people like to come here, especially during the week or stuff. But it's quiet, and the people are friendly. The staff and the bar staff, they're friendly. There isn't so much, and because I'm working near here, so for me it's very it's good to come here. Yeah, because it's close my work, so I like to come here after work for a pint.
Everyone knows each other, and it's also quite big, nice and big for people to congregate. And I just 100% against it. There isn't many. The only other pub that I know well, really, is the World's End across the road. And it's so big. It's, you know, it's horrible.
Is this your first time here?
It is, yeah.
And where have you come from?
Liverpool.
Are you in the Black Cap for a particular reason?
We were just searching for a gay pub and found this one, so the first one we came to.
And how did you know about it?
Search on Google, to be honest, yeah.
So if it wasn't here, where was the next one?
We couldn't find another one. Couldn't find another one on Google, so this was the only one that came up.
And is it important to you to find a gay pub when you come to
London? Yeah, definitely. Definitely, because being a lesbian, you want to come to a gay pub.
So it would make a big difference to you?
If it wasn't here, yeah, because you don't want to always go to straight bars or straight pubs. You want to find somewhere where you feel comfortable. Don't knock it down. Don't change it.
Well, we wouldn't be able to go very far now. I've got bad legs, so I can't travel around, so just coming up here is nice and handy. Also, we've been coming here now for 35 years, and it'd be a big loss. I think Camden Council at the moment are being quite fair. Yeah, they have said no once, but now we wait to see whether the appeal, they say no again.
I mean, it would just be absolutely tragic. I mean, Camden High Street is not perhaps the best high street in the country. And I think the Black Cap, for everybody, not just for the lesbian and gay community, is something that we can enjoy and take pride in. So it would be really tragic if it goes. For the developer's got immediate sort of desire, presumably, to make a bit more money, a bit more profit. I mean, that shouldn't stand against a very long tradition of drag acts, of comedy, of music, and being really at the heart of the lesbian gay community in Camden.
The point was made that many people may not know that this development is being proposed.
I mean, have you noticed there is one piece of paper tied to a lamppost outside the pub? That's giving information. I don't call that widely publicised.
Most people I asked said that they didn't know anything about the proposals.
I didn't. I've just found out. I think it would more make a difference to lots of my friends who use it. I was part of a member of a choir called the London Gay Men's Chorus, and we always used to come here. And they still do come either before rehearsal or straight afterwards. So it'd make a big difference to them. It's quite unique in the area and has been here for a long time, and it provides a nice bit of local colour, I think. And it is a gay pub, but I know that straight people come here occasionally too. So it's very relaxed. It's not taking itself too seriously. It's a valuable part of this community, I'd say.
In case you did not recognise the councillor I spoke to at the beginning of this report, I asked her to remind us why this issue is close to her heart.
Well, I've been around for a long time. I was a member of the Gay Liberation Front, and I'm probably better known as a former director of Stonewall.
So what's your advice to people, Angela, if they're opposed to this?
They should write and giving their objections to Camden Council's planning committee.
That was, of course, Councillor Angela Mason. It's quite simple to put in an objection to the planning application. State the reasons why you object to the planning application. Give the planning application reference number and the address of the Black Cap. Also, give your own name and address. Planning application address is the Black Cap, 171 Camden High Street, and the planning application reference number is 2013/0262/P. That's 2013/0262/P.
Don't forget, you can have your say on this or any other redevelopment proposed in Camden. Just visit the Camden Council website. That's all for this newscast. You can now follow us on Twitter at CC Radio for all the latest updates about our programmes from the Camden Community Radio team. I've been Charlotte Biaredney.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.